Rebuilding our public services. Funding. Labour offers real change. We will make Britain's public services the best and most extensive in the world. We will pay for this by creating a fairer taxation system, asking for a little more from those with the broadest shoulders and making sure that everyone pays what they owe. We'll ask those who earn more than £80,000 a year to pay a little more income tax. We will end the unfairness that sees income from wealth taxed at lower rates than income from work. VAT is a regressive tax that hits the poorest hardest, and we guarantee no increases in VAT. We will launch the biggest ever crackdown on tax avoidance and evasion and reform the inefficient system of tax reliefs. Public services must also be accountable. Labour will end the current presumption in favour of outsourcing public services and introduce a presumption in favour of insourcing. And we will stop the public getting ripped off by taking back all PFI contracts over time. In the public sector, we will enforce maximum pay ratios of 20-1. We will repair the damage the Tories have done to our social fabric with a £150 billion social transformation fund to replace, upgrade and expand our schools, hospitals, care homes and council houses. Labour will restore public sector pay to at least pre-financial crisis levels in real terms by delivering year-on-year above inflation pay rises, starting with a 5% increase to reward and retain the people who do so much for us all. Our immediate task is to repair our health services. Our urgent priority is to end NHS privatisation. Quality care for all. A Labour government will invest in the NHS to give patients the modern, well-resourced services they need. We will increase expenditure across the health sector by an average of 4.3% a year. We will stabilise our overstretched A&E departments. We will improve stroke, heart disease and cancer survival rates by providing earlier diagnosis and improved screening rates. We will call a moratorium on bed cuts. Labour will end and reverse privatisation in the NHS in the next Parliament. We will repeal the Health and Social Care Act and reinstate the responsibilities of the Secretary of State to provide a comprehensive and universal healthcare system. We will end the requirement on health authorities to put services out to competitive tender. We will complete the confirmed hospital rebuilds and invest more in primary care settings, modern AI, cyber technology and state-of-the-art medical equipment, including more MRI and CT scanners. We will ensure data protection for NHS and patient information, a highly valuable publicly funded resource that can be used for better diagnosis of conditions and for groundbreaking research. We will ensure NHS data is not exploited by international technology and pharmaceutical corporations. We will uphold the principle of comprehensive healthcare by providing free annual NHS dental checkups. We will guarantee universal healthcare by ensuring women's and children's health services are comprehensive, by protecting the rights of EU workers, other migrants and refugees, by ensuring all our services are made accessible to BAME, LGBT+, and disabled patients. We will end mixed-sex wards. We will ensure our NHS becomes a net-zero carbon service with an NHS forest of 1 million trees. We will introduce mandatory standards for NHS inpatient food and will provide free hospital parking. We will expand GP training places to provide resources for 27 million more appointments each year and ensure community pharmacy is supported. Mental health. A Labour government will provide an additional £1.6 billion a year to ensure new standards for mental health are enshrined in the NHS Constitution, ensuring access to treatments is on a par with that for physical health conditions. We will invest £2 billion to modernise hospital facilities and end the use of inappropriate out-of-area placements. The legislation for detaining people with learning disabilities and mental illnesses is outdated. We will implement in full the recommendations set out in the Independent Review of the Mental Health Act so that people are given choice, autonomy and the treatment they need. We will invest more in eating disorders services and ensure NICE guidelines on eating disorders are implemented. We will improve access to psychological therapies to ensure they deliver the quality care patients deserve. We will ensure provision of 24/7 crisis services. Only 1 in 4 children and young people are able to receive help from a mental health professional. Our £845 million plan for healthy young minds will more than double the annual spending on children and adolescent mental health services. We will establish a network of open access mental health hubs to enable more children to access mental health and recruit almost 3,500 qualified counsellors to guarantee every child access to school counsellors. Inequalities. A Labour government will target a reduction in health inequalities with a comprehensive children's health strategy. We will introduce a Future Generations Wellbeing Act, enshrining health aims in all policies and a new duty for NHS agencies to collaborate with directors of public health. We will invest more than £1 billion in public health and recruit 4,500 more health visitors and school nurses. We will increase mandated health visits, ensure new mothers can have access to breastfeeding support, and introduce mental health assessments in a maternal health check 6 weeks after birth. We will invest in children's oral health, tackle childhood obesity, and extend the sugar tax to milk drinks. We will ban fast food restaurants near schools and enforce stricter rules around the advertising of junk food and levels of salt in food. We will take actions to significantly reduce infant deaths and ensure families who lose a baby receive appropriate bereavement support as well as protections at work. The re-emergence of measles is an indictment. We will urgently put in place a vaccination action plan to regain our measles-free status in World Health Organization listings. We will fully fund sexual health services and roll out PrEP medication. We will address drug-related deaths, alcohol-related health problems, and the adverse impacts of gambling as matters of public health, treated accordingly in expanded addiction support services. Alcoholic drinks will be labelled with clear health warnings. We will review the evidence on minimum pricing. We will implement a tobacco control plan and fund smoking cessation services. Workforce. We will introduce a training bursary for nurses, midwives, and allied health professionals. We will remove the obstacles to ethical international recruitment. We will provide mental health support for staff and create a working environment within the NHS that is safe, flexible, and free from harassment, bullying, or violence. Medicine. Under a Labour government, the NHS will be at the forefront of the development of genomics and cell therapies, so that patients can benefit from new treatments for cancer and dementia, whilst ensuring the UK continues to lead in medical developments. We will establish a generic drug company. If fair prices are rejected for patented drugs, we will use the Patents Act's provisions, compulsory licences and research exemptions to secure access to generic versions, and we will aim to increase the number of pharmaceutical jobs in the UK. We will ensure that all parts of the NHS, the treatment of patients, the employment of staff and medicine pricing are all fully excluded and protected from any international trade deals. We will progress clinically appropriate prescription of medical cannabis. We will abolish prescription charges in England. Social care. Social care funding cuts have left 1.5 million older people without the care they need. A Labour government will build a comprehensive national care service for England. We will provide community-based, person-centred support, underpinned by the principles of ethical care and independent living. We will provide free personal care, beginning with investments to ensure that older people have their personal care needs met, with the ambition to extend this provision to all working-age adults. Our investments in social care services will enable us to more than double the number of people receiving publicly funded care packages, improve the standard of care provided to them, and remove the distinction between health and care needs. The provision of additional care packages also means we can support autistic people and people with learning disabilities to move out from inappropriate inpatient hospital settings and provide support in their own homes. Our National Care Service will work in partnership with the NHS, ensuring care is delivered for people, not for profit. We will increase the carer's allowance for unpaid full-time carers. National Education Service. Our National Education Service will be at the heart of Labour's plan for real change. It will provide free education for everyone throughout their lives and will nurture every child and adult to find a path that's right for them by promoting all types of learning, skill and knowledge, technical, vocational, academic and creative. Early years. Early years education is vital to children's development. Children from disadvantaged backgrounds start falling behind their peers before they even start school. We will reverse cuts to Sure Start and create a new service, Sure Start Plus, with enough centres to provide a genuinely universal service available in all communities focused on the under twos. We will also extend paid maternity leave to 12 months. Within 5 years, all 2-, 3-, and 4-year-olds will be entitled to 30 hours of free preschool education per week and access to additional hours at affordable, subsidised rates staggered with incomes. Labour will also work to extend childcare provision for 1-year-olds. We will recruit nearly 150,000 additional early years staff, including special educational needs coordinators, and introduce a national pay scale, driving up pay for the overwhelmingly female workforce. Schools. Labour will make sure schools are properly resourced with increased long-term funding while introducing a fairer funding formula that leaves no child worse off. Labour's funding settlement will ensure pupils are taught by a qualified teacher, that every school is open for a full 5 days a week and maximum class sizes of 30 for all primary school children. Schools are being subjected to intensified testing, inspection, league tables and competition. These aren't improving pupil achievements or narrowing the attainment gap, but are contributing to a growing teacher recruitment and retention crisis. Labour will scrap Key Stage 1 and 2 SATs and baseline assessments. We will introduce an arts pupil premium to fund arts education for every primary school child. We will review the curriculum to ensure that it enriches students and covers subjects such as Black history and continues to teach issues like the Holocaust. Pupils will learn both the science of climate and environmental emergency and the skills necessary to deal with them. We will end the fragmentation and marketisation of our school system by bringing free schools and academies back under control of the people who know them best, parents, teachers and local communities. We will replace Ofsted and transfer responsibility for inspections to a new body designed to drive school improvement. A new teacher supply service will tackle the waste of funds going to private supply teacher agencies. We will take action to end off-rolling, removing the perverse incentives for schools to let pupils fall out of the system. We will poverty-proof schools, introducing free school meals for all primary school children, encouraging breakfast clubs, and tackling the cost of school uniforms. We will close the tax loopholes enjoyed by elite private schools and use that money to improve the lives of all children. And we will ask the Social Justice Commission to advise on integrating private schools and creating a comprehensive education system. Further education and lifelong learning. Labour will provide dedicated capital funding to expand provision and bring back the education maintenance allowance. Labour will make lifelong learning a reality, giving everyone a free lifelong entitlement to training up to level 3, 6 years training at levels 4 to 6 with maintenance grants for disadvantaged learners. We will introduce additional entitlements for workers in industries that are significantly affected by industrial transition. We will restore funding for English for Speakers of Other Languages, ESOL, courses, and restore and expand the Union Learning Fund, giving workers the right to accrue paid time off for education and training. We will reverse the fragmentation and privatisation of further and adult education, incorporating it into a single national system. Higher education. Labour will end the failed free market experiment in higher education, abolish tuition fees, and bring back maintenance grants. We will fundamentally rethink the assessments of research and teaching quality and develop a new funding formula for higher education. Police and security. The primary duty of government is to keep people safe. Our communities were endangered when the Conservatives took 21,000 police officers off our streets. Recorded crime has risen, including violent crimes like knife crime, which has risen to record high levels, up 80% in the last 5 years. We will rebuild our youth services and guarantee young people's access to youth workers. We will invest in a youth justice system in which schools, local authorities, health authorities, and youth services work together to divert young people away from the pathways towards crime. Police. We will rebuild the whole police workforce, recruiting more police officers, police community support officers, and police staff. We will re-establish neighbourhood policing and recruit 2,000 more frontline officers than have been planned for by the Conservatives. Effective police work requires the police to serve their communities and work collaboratively with youth workers, mental health services, schools, drug rehabilitation programmes and other public agencies. We will work to eliminate institutional biases against BAME communities. Proportionate stop and search based on intelligence is a needed tool of effective policing, but the use of expanded powers mean Black and Asian men are still more likely to be stopped and searched, poisoning relations between the police and the local communities they serve. We will ensure better police training on domestic abuse and offences arising from coercive control, as well as historical abuses and other crimes neglected by the reduced forces operating under Tory austerity. A Labour government will establish a Royal Commission to develop a public health approach to substance misuse, focusing on harm reduction rather than criminalisation. Security. We will address the failure of the Conservatives to take effective measures against a growing problem of extreme or violent radicalisation. We will ensure closer counter-terrorism coordination between the police and the security services, combining neighbourhood expertise with international intelligence. We will ensure the powers exercised by the security services are proportionate and used in accordance with human rights. We will constrain the right of the Prime Minister to suppress publication of committee reports. A Labour government will review our security strategies, including prevent and protect. We will use our diplomatic services, our aid budgets and our international standing to promote peaceful solutions to conflicts and tackle the risks arising from poverty, natural catastrophes and population displacements. Our national security is linked to global threats. Cybersecurity. A Labour government, ever more dependent on digital technology, will overhaul our cybersecurity by creating a coordinating minister and regular reviews of cyber readiness. Border security. Our border security prevents serious crimes, including child abduction, people trafficking, smuggling of drugs and guns, terrorism, and modern-day slavery. A Labour government will review our border controls to make them more effective. Justice. A Labour government will restore total prison officer numbers to 2010 levels and phase out dangerous lone working. We will bring PFI prisons back in-house and there will be no new private prisons. We will set new standards for community sentences and introduce a presumption against prison sentences of 6 months or less for non-violent and non-sexual offences. We will invest in proven alternatives to custody, including women's centres, expand problem-solving courts, and plug the funding gap in the female offender strategy. We will further consider the evidence for effective alternatives and rehabilitation of prolific offenders. A Labour government will reunify probation and guarantee a publicly run, locally accountable probation service. We will restore all early legal aid advice, including for housing, social security, family and immigration cases. We will recruit hundreds of new community lawyers, promote public legal education and build an expanded network of law centres. We will defend workers' ability to recover legal representation costs from negligent employers. A Labour government will halt court closures and cuts to staff and undertake a review of the court's reform programme. We will tackle the disproportionate levels of BAME children in custody, review the youth custody estate, strengthen youth courts and build on the Lammy Review. We will set new standards for tackling domestic and sexual abuse and violence and appoint a Commissioner for Violence Against Women and Girls. We will establish an independent review into shamefully low rape prosecution rates. We will establish a national refuge fund, ensure financial stability for rape crisis centres, and reintroduce a domestic abuse bill. We will improve the safety of the family court system for domestic violence victims and prohibit their cross-examination by their abuser. We will introduce protections for victims of so-called revenge porn. Labour will introduce a no-fault divorce procedure. We will uphold women's reproductive rights and decriminalise abortions. We will establish public inquiries into historical injustices, including blacklisting and Orgreave, and ensure the second phase of the Grenfell inquiry has the confidence of all those affected, especially the bereaved families and survivors. We will ensure fair compensation for the victims of contaminated blood products across the UK. Communities and local government. Labour will reverse the Tory decade of austerity for local government and aim to restore council spending powers to 2010 levels over the lifetime of the Parliament. We will act to bring services from bin collections to management of local leisure centres back in-house. We will introduce a rural proofing process so that all our laws, policies and programmes consider their impact on rural communities. We will revive high streets by stopping bank branch closures, banning ATM charges and giving local government new powers to put empty shops to good use. A Labour government will review the option of a land value tax on commercial landlords as an alternative and develop a retail sector industrial strategy. We will stop Crown Post Office closures and bring Royal Mail back into public ownership at the earliest opportunity, reuniting it with the Post Office and creating a publicly owned Post Bank. A business development agency will be based in the Post Bank, providing free support and advice on how to launch, manage and grow a business. Labour will list pubs as assets of community value so community groups have first chance to buy local pubs when they're under threat. We will ensure libraries are preserved for future generations and updated with Wi-Fi and computers. As well as the presumption to insource public services, we will build community wealth by giving communities the powers and resources they need to keep public spending circulating in the local economy, rather than being sucked offshore to corporate tax havens. We will give a new cooperative development agency a mission to double the size of the cooperative sector. Labour will build a properly funded, professionally staffed national youth service and will guarantee every young person has access to local, high-quality youth work. Labour will launch a wholesale review of the care system. Fire and rescue. A Labour government will halt the cuts and further invest in our fire and rescue service, recruiting at least 5,000 new firefighters. We will establish in law a standards body for fire prevention, protection and intervention with trade union representation at all levels. Digital. Labour will deliver free full fibre broadband to all by 2030. Taxation of multinationals, including tech giants, will pay for the operating costs of the public full fibre network. The plan will boost jobs, tackle regional inequality, and improve quality of life as part of a mission to connect the country. We will enforce a legal duty of care to protect our children online, impose fines on companies that fail on online abuse, and empower the public with a charter of digital rights. Culture. Britain's thriving arts, culture and creative industries drive investments and encourage tourism. We will introduce an arts pupil premium to every primary school in England, a £160 million annual boost for schools to ensure creative and arts education is embedded in secondary education, and providing a pathway to grow our thriving creative sector. We will invest in the towns and communities neglected for too long, with a £1 billion cultural capital fund to transform libraries, museums and galleries across the country. Building on the success of the UK City of Culture, we will launch a Town of Culture competition. We will work with trade unions and employers to make creative jobs accessible for all. Media. A Labour government will ensure a healthy future for all our public service broadcasters, including BBC Alba and S4C. We will protect free TV licences for over 75s. We will consult media sector workers and trade unions to establish an inquiry into the fake news undermining trust in media, democracy and public debate, and on a legal right of public interest defence for journalists. Sport. A Labour government will legislate for accredited football supporters' trusts to be able to appoint and remove at least two club directors and purchase shares when clubs change hands. We will regulate safe standing in stadiums and ensure that a proportion of the Premier League's television rights income is spent on grassroots football facilities. We will add the ICC Cricket World Cup to the list of crown jewel sporting events that are broadcast free to air. We will commission an independent review into discrimination in sport. Gambling. A Labour government will curb gambling advertising in sports and introduce a new Gambling Act, fit for the digital age, establishing gambling limits, a levy for problem gambling funding, and mechanisms for consumer compensations.